Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So Sam Darnold, which is insane, because last year he got the 1 year, $9 million deal. $9 million.
When the Niners signed him, couldn't you say, Darnold, that is, his value was probably at its lowest?
It was probably at its lowest. It was at its lowest.
Okay. Now, could you also say it's probably at its highest right now if he was a stock?
It is. And this is why, if it's not Shanahan going after Sam Darnold, and look, I want to make it clear, I, Bonta Hill, do not want to move off of Brock Purdy before somebody aggregates me, eclipses me. I do not want to move off of Brock Purdy. With that said, if Sam Darnold doesn't have Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan, what does it look like? What does Sam Darnold look like with Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson calling the plays in Atlanta?
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I don't know if he looks this good. Does he? And by the way, he's thrown to one of the best wide receivers in pro football, Justin Jefferson. I mean, that helps tremendously. Oh, that helps tremendously. He's got Aaron Jones in the backfield.
He dropped the ball in the red zone yesterday. I thought could have been a walk-in touchdown.
I mean, so he's got that going for him. What does it look like with the Las Vegas Raiders? What does it look like with the Cleveland Browns? So it's just situation, too. Situations matter. And Brock Purdy's in a great situation. Now, Sam Darnold does know about this situation. How does he view the situation now? Would he want to leave Minnesota? I don't even know if we want to leave Minnesota. Maybe he wants to compete with J.J. McCarthy. Maybe that team says, no, we need to keep Darnold. The veterans in there say, no, we got to keep this guy. He's it, especially if he plays well in the playoffs. Boy, flipping Purdy for Sam Darnold. How many Niner fans would entertain that?
It's interesting because I agree with you right now.
888-957-9570.
The highest his stock is, Sam Darnold, is like probably right now. Close to it, right? Maybe before he came out in the draft, it was higher, but it feels like his stock is at an all-time high. Purdy's stock is pretty much at its lowest,
right?
I think league-wide, fan-wise, his and even then, you know, we're splitting hairs, and it's a tough decision for some people, right? So it's an interesting exercise, and that's why I do think, like, all these games matter on Purdy's side. Even though they feel mathematically eliminated, these last three games are big. Feel like all these games are huge for Sam Darnold. Every pass is millions of dollars in one direction or the other. I just, man, it's...
Let me ask you this.
Gosh.
Let me ask you this.
I wonder what Shanahan's thinking. That's what I think.
888-957-9570. Did the Niners improve with Sam Darnold at quarterback over Brock Purdy? How much improvement, how much better at the quarterback position are they if Sam Darnold is taking snaps under center? Because, again, what if the defense is the same? This defense has taken a step back. Sam Darnold has a great defense in Minnesota, so he doesn't have to do everything. In a way, they asked Sam Darnold to do what Kyle Shanahan asked Brock Purdy to do. Don't lose the game.
Well, one thing when I look at when it comes to ball security is, like, are you an explosive playmaker? Do you right. give me a ton of points and big explosion plays? And right now, like, the thing that Purdy held hung his hat on, not only did he give you explosion plays, but he limited the turnovers. And I've referenced it over 50 combined touchdowns and 17 turnovers in his first 25 mm-hmm. games. But since then, it's been the reverse, 22 turnovers and only 20 touchdowns. And so I'm not getting the big pop plays. I'm not getting the ball security. And so it looks really bad these last 18 games. Is that the aberration? And the other stuff is really who he is? Or is it somewhere in the middle?
Right.
And I probably would say it's probably somewhere in the middle. And, like, I'm looking at Sam Darnold right now. He's giving you big explosion plays.
Well, that's the one thing after the Rams game. I mentioned to you, I said, the deep ball, he will throw that deep ball. And we saw that week three. Or was it week two
yeah.
when the Niners took out the Vikings? He hit Justin Jefferson for that 97-98 yarder. So he does take the top off the defense, no doubt about it. But he's a gunslinger as well.
I mean, he'll throw you the boneheaded red zone interception like he did to Fred Warner in that early season game. He'll have those turnovers, but to me, he kind of makes up, at least this year, he's made up for it with the big explosion plays. And it's like, that's the area for me that's the most concerning with the Niners this year. And I go back to, I do think something's up with the arm. Not only do they not have the person on the outside, but they've had guys with 3, 4, 5 steps, and Brock has just flat out underthrown him.
Yes.
And that's the part that's really alarming for me. It's like, man, is the body starting to give out? Is it just a one-off where he's hurt? Because I saw Jimmy Garoppolo never get right physically. And then it affected his psyche, and it affected his confidence, his discernment, and then it just never got right. Sometimes that happens with guys.
I would have an issue in this sense. In this sense, if they did entertain this, Darnold, and moved off of Purdy. It's the same way I felt after 2019 with Shanahan. And this goes back to Kyle Shanahan. If you don't like the quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo, you're basically, your actions are telling us that you're kind of down on Jimmy, then why not go get your guy? And he had a chance. He told Brady no. Told Tom Brady flat out no. Brady's a nice guy. Yeah, you're going to stick with Jimmy, which is that crazy, right? That. Which is crazy. And he stuck with Jimmy for a few more years. Then, you know, he makes the trade for Trey Lance, basically telling everybody Jimmy's not his guy. And then next thing you know, we got Jimmy on the baby field throwing passes because you don't want to trade him. So you're like, oh, well, we still have a good quarterback in the building. We have a great quarterback room, blah, 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 blah. Right?
It's such.
Right? It's, but then
it's,
now.
It's all real. This
now
is all
fast
real.
Forward to 2025. We have 3 games left. You mean to tell me that they're going to flip Purdy for Darnold if they did decide to do that? Coming off of that Super Bowl where you thought, and you said it to me, like, man, that was the difference between great and good. And Mahomes is great and Purdy's good. But you mean to tell me coming off of that Super Bowl in which you thought Purdy maybe could have played better? I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan here. Why not just say, you know what? We know we're going to have to entertain contract conversations with Brock Purdy a year after next. Let's just move on to Darnold now. We know what we have because we've seen what we've seen on the practice field. We've seen all the drills. We've seen the way he throws a football. Matt Maiocco comes to mind where he says, boy, he's got the strongest arm I've ever seen in Santa Clara. Stronger than Steve Young, stronger than all these guys. Like,
well,
just
you know
the
why?
Most impressive throwing arm.
You know why? And this goes, because of the money. Like, Brock was making $1 million. And they had 1 million guys with their hands out that they had to pay. So you thought you could run it back one more year, pay all the quote-unquote Avengers, and have the quarterback making $1 million. Like, I know we want to remove the money, but I really believe the way that this team operates has been, it's very much like, are you a good football player and how much do you make? Like, it is very methodical in terms of price point. And that's how they make a lot of their decisions, is because of the price point.
Let's go to Uncle Gene. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
Hey, fellas, you know, I've always loved Baldy. I love him more than ever now because, and this is going to surprise you, I totally agree with him with one reservation about looking seriously at Darnold. I'd want to see how Darnold looks the rest of the year, particularly going in the playoffs, see how well he does, see if he's got that, you know, competitive gene, you know, and the tightest of situations, how well he does. But if Brock Purdy is going to demand $60 million plus a year, and this gets back to the points you keep making, Joe, you know, then you're going to severely limit what you can put around him. And Brock, it comes to the question of, can he win? Of course he can win. He showed it last year, showed it the year before, but he had a cavalcade of stars around him. And that's what he's going to need to get to and win a Super Bowl. And if you give him 60 or 70 million a year, that you're not going to have enough to pay enough quality players, would be my fear. So, yeah, I would be open to the idea. I mean, if you could get a Sam Darnold for 30 or 40 million and he takes you deep into the playoffs this year, you know, and he's got the physical skills and the size.
How much better is Sam Darnold than Brock Purdy? How much would you improve at the quarterback position?
Well, I think that still remains to be seen. But what he's shown this year, you put what he needs around him. He's got a great arm. He seems to be seeing the field. He's operating very effectively. I don't know. You know, but I'm afraid.
So we don't know. Hold on, Uncle Gene. We don't know how he would look, but we'd be willing to take a chance on an unknown other than a known commodity we've seen within this offense in Brock Purdy.
All right. But here's what I'm concerned about, particularly after that last game of Purdy's. As you said before, Bonte last week, he said, you know, quarterback's got to be able to play in the elements, and he has some serious issues with that. Okay, both quarterbacks struggled in the first half, but Stafford did fine in the second while Purdy still struggled. Now, maybe he's got an arm problem, but then Baldy said, hey, maybe it's a chronic problem. We don't know. So there's a big question mark there. And then making that horrible decision that basically ended the season to throw that interception, I don't know, man. I'm starting to have some questions about that.
How did Sam Darnold, thanks for the call, Uncle Gene. How does Sam Darnold do in New York City in the elements of MetLife? I'm just throwing it out loud, kind of just like not
I
asking
you
specifically.
Knew
no, I didn't watch a lot of Jets football.
Me neither.
I mean, I knew what Sam Darnold was. It lost a lot of them at USC. I saw him in a Pac-12 championship game, for crying out loud. And he beat Stanford in the Pac-12 championship game. But even in that game, he drove you crazy. He throwed a bad pick or he throw a bad pass. And you know, out of the back of his own end zone, he'll throw a bomb. You're like, wow, look at that arm. I wonder how he did in the elements in New York City. How did he do in the elements in Carolina? Because it does get cold out there. And if we're talking about Brock and weather games, well, how does Darnold look at weather games? Right now, it does benefit him. He's playing in the dome. And he may see, the great thing about Darnold this year, he's in a great spot. Because if Minnesota wins out, they're going to clinch home field advantage, which means he doesn't have to play in the elements.
Well, he wouldn't even if they went to Detroit.
If they went to the Super Bowl, it's in New Orleans, in the Superdome. So he wouldn't even have to play outdoors.
Well, just for him.
So,
you know, I mean, I wish it was us. but I'm just saying,
so we won't even find out if he can play. Because I'd be interested to see him go to Philadelphia or something.
I mean, look, if the guy has like three consecutive fourth quarter comebacks where he's, you know, in shotgun, four wide the whole time, slinging it down. Like, he can win everyone over, you know? Like, that's why it's called sports, you know? No one expects these certain things. But
all right.
I keep thinking of coming back to, like, one of the seminal moments of this organization, and the regime, this regime in this organization, was when they made the financial and football decision. We can't afford DeForest Buckner at that price point, but we can get back a first-round pick, and we can keep Eric Armstead, and we can keep Jimmy Ward. And like, that's how they viewed that whole transaction. It wasn't, hey, is DeForest really good? Hell yeah, he's really good. But he's asking for an amount of money that would sacrifice us three players because we can get a pick, and we can get these two other guys under contract. And I just think that's how they operate across the roster. And I don't think it's as cut and dry as, is Brock Purdy good? Well, yeah, I think they really like Brock Purdy. And
I think that
they're doing the math in a variety of ways as they're kind of breaking down on the whiteboard what are their options. And I don't think it's a hard truth. Like, I think in their heart of hearts, they'd love to have Brock Purdy play on the $1 million contract that he's on for next year. I just don't see that happening. I don't see how Purdy's camp is like, yeah, go to OTAs on a $1 million contract with a bum elbow and just no guarantees. You just play the year out. Well, in Shanahan, the NFL.
Shanahan mentioned that with Tim Kawakami day before training camp. What does it look like when you have a quarterback on a rookie contract as opposed to paying him $40 billion? Was the rest of the roster? So he hinted at that from day one. From day one, before training camp this season, he discussed that and talked about the financial ramifications of giving a quarterback. But Sam Darnold at $40 billion. Oh, I kind of scratched my head.
Was there a point in time, for me there was, there's guys that just kind of shut you up and prove you wrong. And I look at Matt Stafford as an example. I was like, what has he ever done? What? Everybody would hype him up in Detroit. And I thought he was just a fantasy, just a fantasy guy that threw up a bunch of hollow numbers. And then I watched him go on that magical run, and I viewed him differently since that. And not that he's done anything real spectacular since the Super Bowl, but that run made me view him in a completely different light. And maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but I feel like, wow, he is a guy that can win you games with his right arm when the chips are up against it and when he doesn't have all his weapons around there. And so, you can be won over. Simultaneously, you could play yourself out of money. I watched Joe Flacco just destroy everyone in the playoffs and put together one of the most magical seasons of all time, and then he just lost it and wasn't the same player, and they overpaid for him.
Or maybe that was an outlier, right? Maybe that was the outlier.
Could have been. But this is kind of what
happened. It could have been his Nick Foles story.
What?
It could have been Nick Foles all over again.
I didn't see Nick Foles winning that Super Bowl.
I actually picked Philly to win that game.
Did you? I didn't.
Well, yeah, I didn't like the Patriots defense. Blown away. I didn't like the Patriots defense that year. The Patriots defense was suffering. And their offense was a little limited, even though I scored 40 in that game. I know Brady, but I was looking at that Eagles defense line that day, and I was like, the trenches matter to me. The trenches matter. I look at the trenches first. No matter what the quarterback is, what does the defensive and offensive lines look like? That's how I pick playoff games.
Remember Malcolm Butler, too. They benched him that game.
They benched him that game as well. I look at that. So playoff games are a little different for me.
Yeah, last year Mahomes is playing? Yeah, I'm taking Mahomes. Remember that at the beginning? I said they're going to represent the AFC, and everyone thought I was crazy.
No, but I also, what I did with Kansas City was overlook their defense. Well, I did not think their defense was that good.
No.
And their defense led them to that Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
It was the defense, and that defensive line and that front seven. So, churches matter to me, man. Churches matter.